doesn't love a good rave-based story? What is even better than finding love under the electric sky? Today, we are going to dive into some incredible stories of how fans have found love at EDC Las Vegas. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more. I'm your host, Emma Kapotis. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I am pumped to be back with listener submissions, you guys. I absolutely love doing these, and I know I've done like so many other types of episodes and topics, but I always love coming back to reading your stories because it's just so cool to hear your experiences. And especially today, this is going to put you in the feels right before EDC Las Vegas. So congrats to anyone who is going to be getting married this weekend, because this episode is all about EDC Las Vegas weddings and engagement stories and all of the love. So super excited to cover this topic today. But before we dive into things, you guys, I want to shout out one of our sponsors, Lunchbox. Lunchbox makes my absolute favorite anti-theft packs, from their hydration pack, their snack and sling pack, to their brand new mini backpack, which is incredible. I'm going to be bringing both my hydration pack and my mini backpack to EDC Las Vegas this weekend, depending what I need. But it's an absolute essential. It keeps your items safe. The bladder refill system in the hydration pack is absolutely incredible. It's super quick and easy. It's not that like screw on top that takes forever. There's no mess. It's just really nice and easy. And of course, you can customize it with different skins and LED light wires, which is really cool. So I absolutely love them. I have a couple codes for you guys. I'm going to list everything down below. But if you want to save money off the brand new Cloud Mesh hydration packs, which are made with a softer material, that's going to be really nice feeling when you're wearing it for hours. You can use code Kapotis to save money off of that one. They also have some of the OG hydration packs left from 2023, which is the older mesh. All my packs are the 2023 ones. I absolutely love those. The Cloud Mesh is brand new, though, if you guys want to try that out. It's just a softer material. And then, of course, the mini backpack. I'll link my code down below for that. You guys can use MAK on all of the smaller packs if you guys want the fanny pack, the sling pack, or the mini backpack. Alrighty, and the last thing I want to plug, because this is the last episode before EDC Las Vegas, so the chaos has begun. I'm actually leaving for EDC the day that this drops. And just really quickly, let's dive into that since this is an EDC themed episode. So my plans basically this year, I'm going with Beatbox Beverages. I'm wearing my Beatbox baseball shirt. I work for Beatbox full time. It's an incredible job. I love it. I love my team. We have a huge team going out this year because EDC is obviously the biggest festival of the year and we sponsor it every single year. So we have so many activations going on. We have our Beat Bus, which is like an actual giant bus. So we have a ton of stuff going on there. We're going to have some body stenciling, which is really cool, along with like all kinds of other fun stuff that is a surprise. So definitely come to the activation to check that out. We also have the new Boombox art car. It is fully branded as the Beatbox Boombox art car. So there are sets there all weekend long. And I got to see it in action at Beyond Wonderland, and it's fire. It's such a vibe. So I'll be popping over there for a couple sets. We're obviously going to be sold at all the bars. We have, you know, lots of flavors that are delicious that are going to be there. That's all I'll say for now. And yeah, we just have a lot going on. So I am hosting a community meetup for the Beatbox fam. If you guys love Beatbox and you want to come say hi, that's going to be Saturday at 9 p.m. at the Beat Bus activation. So mark that down in your calendar. Saturday, 9 p.m. I'm also going to be hosting my own meetup outside of the festival this year for the first time ever. iHeart Raves invited me to host a little meet and greet at their Lux pop-up shop. So that is going to be Friday at 11 a.m. Nice and early. Come say hi before you guys go do all your EDC week activities and pool parties and all that stuff. I'm going to be hanging out there. So definitely want to see you guys. So come say hi so I'm not standing there by myself. Just chilling there, but it'll be a nicer, quieter space to actually like hear each other and like get more time to interact and everything than the chaos that is EDC. So those are the only two, you know, official like meetups I'm doing or hosting this year. But other than that, yeah, like by the time I'm filming this, set times haven't been dropped. The map hasn't been dropped. So I'm kind of like blind as to what my game plan is there, but you know the drill. If you know me, Eric Prydz and his Prida set are like my number, you know, one things I need to see, along with Dom Dalla, Eli Brown, back to Hilo is a huge one for me, Dimension, Seven Lions. Like those are all my top acts of the weekend. Wherever I go from there, you know, Jesus take the wheel. So we'll see what the plans end up being. But I know there are going to be a lot of changes to the layout and stuff. So I'm really excited to see the map this year and just like explore the new stuff. I didn't go last year. So like the energy, the potential energy is building very, very much. And then I haven't really talked about this much, but I'm going to be back on Insomniac Radio, which is so exciting. I could cry. Like, it was my dream opportunity in 2022 when I got to do it. And they've asked me back to do a couple interviews, and I genuinely couldn't be more grateful. Like, it's just the dream opportunity for me. So I'm going to find out who I'm interviewing this year, and I'll be popping over there to do a couple of those. So look out for me on Insomniac Radio's page. But yeah, just dream. Like, literally everything that's happening this year, I'm just like, how did we get here? This is crazy. Thank you for you guys listening. Like, this podcast is one of the reasons I get these opportunities, and it's so fucking cool. So yeah, I'll be vlogging, I'll be doing all the things, but just wanted to say that off the bat. I hope to see you guys this weekend, and safe travels to everyone going out there. Please, please, please stay hydrated, stretch, rest, test your drugs, whatever you're doing. Just please take care of yourself. Be responsible, look out for other people, and make sure you know where the bathrooms are, the medical tents are, and the Oasis is in case you need anything at any time. It's a big festival. It's very crowded. The crowds are very, very thick. So just go into it being prepared. And if you guys need any more tips and advice, I have previous EDC Vegas episodes on Rave Culture Cast, and then on my personal YouTube channel, Emma Kapotis, I have over 100 videos on EDC Vegas and how to prepare in my EDC Vegas playlist. So I will link all these resources down for you guys, like down below in the description. But with all that out of the way, let's dive into your beautiful EDC wedding stories. All right, I'm very excited about this. You guys sent in photos and videos and all cool things, so I'm gonna put those in the video on Spotify and YouTube, so definitely check this one out this week. But I just want to say again, congratulations to anyone getting married this year or getting engaged and they don't even know it this year, or if you've previously been, you know, married or engaged at EDC, it's just so special and amazing. So congratulations to you guys. There's somebody in our group getting married on Friday, so I'm hoping to pop over there because I've never actually seen a wedding or like been in the chapel at EDC, so that would be like a first for me, and I'm so excited for them. So yeah, just all the beautiful things and love this year. But okay, this first story I want to read. It says, we got married at EDC 2023. Hi, my name is Bree. My handle on socials is momsrave2. Love that. That's amazing. I married an amazing man named Kyle. To keep things pretty short and sweet, my husband and I had the amazing experience to get married for the second time under the electric sky. You heard that right. Second time. We married once before and were divorced for 2 years. And after going through our fair share of trial and error and life lessons, we decided that we never wanted to give up on our love and that we were always there for each other. Kyle proposed to me a second time at Hard Summer during Dombreski, and then in 2023, we had our most beautiful wedding at the Technology Chapel. It was the most magical experience ever. We believe love always wins, and we're definitely winning in life with the love we have found for each other. Incredible. Amazing. I love they wore this like red and black theme, which is so cool. She's got like a red veil. You guys look absolutely incredible, so congratulations. That's an amazing story and journey that you've been on. Okay, this next one's from Caitlin Mirach. She said, I wanted to submit my EDC Las Vegas wedding story after Sarah B. sent me your CTA on Facebook. It's a little bit of a long story, but I promise setting the stage will make it more sense, and this is why it's so important to me. So, EDC Las Vegas was the first festival I ever knew of when I was a tween, like 11 and 12, and when I started realizing that I loved electronic dance music. I grew up in the state of Maine as far as possible from California, or so it felt, so every year I had to see these vague snippets of stories about it on the internet to live vicariously through older people getting to go to it for what felt like most of my childhood and early adulthood. I knew no one who raved or that it was even a big thing outside of Europe or a bad party scene, in quotes, that only degenerates would do, or so my grandma claimed. In college, everyone knew my goal someday was to go there. Free from my sheltered family life, I started to meet more people from the states outside of Maine who had gone to such events, and it filled me with envy and a very near and dear goal. I brought it up every year as I was always too broke to go. My meager college campus job could never afford me those tickets, let alone a plane ticket, and I was not allowed to leave the state per my parents' rules. But I ended up breaking those rules eventually. My best friend took me back home with him to Delaware and brought me to Firefly, my first festival ever. It's a great one to do. We didn't camp. We couldn't afford those tickets too, but I saved up all year for that 1 3-day pass that changed my life. I knew I needed to do it more, and my heart was broken every year that I couldn't go back. I was so unbelievably broke moving out of my parents' house and getting my own apartment with friends, which was against their wishes. After I graduated college in 2014, I got a few years of work under my belt. Really, I was biding my time with my new baby boyfriend, Carter, whom I met my senior year as he was an incoming freshman. And Carter was ready to graduate in 2017, so he moved out of Maine to Cleveland. While there, life continued to be pricey, but we managed to scrape together enough funds to go back to Firefly, finally. I got to enjoy being back at festivals again and didn't realize that Ohio had some of its own lost lands. I got to enjoy being back at festivals again and didn't even realize that Ohio had some of its own festivals, lost lands. I knew I couldn't afford EDC Las Vegas or the Festival Met Gala, as I like to dub it, but it meant stayed in the back of my mind as we moved from Ohio to North Florida in 2018. While here, I met some friends who started talking about EDC, but not Vegas, Orlando, and I knew I had to go. It might not be Vegas, but it was good as it was my first rave experience that happened in 2019. All the while, I kept bringing Carter with me to these events. He was never big on the music before or had heard, or had heard of them, but he knew it was my passion and started developing his own love for it and the friendships that they brought. From 2019 to 2022, it was a whirlwind of raves, festivals, EDM concerts, and the harsh reality of COVID. In 2019, we got engaged back home. We had been together for 7 years now. It was about time, and we weren't sure what we wanted to do with the COVID landscape still making weddings a nightmare. My parents suggested just going to the courthouse to get paperwork done, but I started seeing those ads for EDC Vegas pop up. I had no idea you could get married at the venue at the time, so when I saw a story advertising this as a thing, I realized it was time. Time to check off my biggest bucket list item and make it one for the books. Ooh, I love this. I just got chills. I talked to Carter and proposed the idea of getting married there, worried he wouldn't like it since it wasn't traditional, and he surprised me by agreeing wholeheartedly. He's my best friend. He knew I'd been dreaming of going there forever, so why not make it forever? We rallied friends who wanted to go and grabbed our GA tickets and RV camping spot ASAP. I started doing research, and once the list opened for wedding slots, I signed us up. Because that's how it works. There's a list that it says Brian sets up that you want to get on ASAP. The sooner you get on the list, the sooner you can select a time slot. They are in 15-minute increments, not long by wedding standards. You have two chapels to choose from, a smaller technology stage that is a modern in design, and a larger venue called the Nature Chapel. We all know which one I went with. You pay a deposit. I believe it's a little over $100 or so to reserve your slot, and then it's around $600 total for your ceremony. You get a locker for the night, but only until 4 a.m., and then there's a room where you can get ready, sit down, and they give you drinks, a complimentary champagne toast, slice of wedding cake, and a photographer to take pictures of your special moment. Very, very cool. Thank you for spelling that all out. You can choose your own music to walk down the aisle to, or you can have them play traditional music of their choosing. You can share vows, or you can have standard ones. It's totally customizable. Carter and I opted to create our own together. I told him I wanted something that would embody the idea of plur and tie us together with some of the holiest rave values. He's a fabulous writer, and he came up with the following, which we read lines to at the altar every other line someone read. This is so cool. Okay, this is what they actually read, you guys. I promise to be the peace you come home to in a chaotic world. I promise to be the love you need in the way you need it. I promise to be unified in our life together, always bettering ourselves and moving in the right direction. I promise to respect you not only as an individual, but as my forever partner in life. I promise to honor the responsibility we have to each other with this union and to be our keeper and biggest supporter. I got chills and that made me teary. That's so beautiful. The officiant paused after our vows, and honestly, I thought she was going to cry. She said they were the best vows she had ever read. Could not agree more. We traded special candy, and we have set our vows that was given to us at the office, where we picked up our paperwork in downtown Las Vegas, and we wear them every day to this day. That's the other thing. If you do this, you have to have official paperwork, and it does need to be filed online within a timely manner. EDC staff will send you a packet with all this information to keep you on track. And you have to pick up the official documents and bring them with you to the grounds and ceremony. You cannot be under any influence when doing this, or they will forfeit your spot. They are very firm on that. So save party favors for later, y'all. That's great to know. This was one of the most magical days of my life, and I'll never forget it. Our time slot was one of the best ones, too. It was at 1:30 a.m., and it ended right as a major fireworks went off. Wow. Our pictures came out unreal between our camera crew and Ty Gunner taking pics for us all weekend as the EDC appointed photographer. Walking into this and it being my first EDC Las Vegas ever is a core memory I will never forget. This rave life means everything to me, and now it's a part of my story. Something incredible to tell family and friends and maybe kids if we ever do that. Our highlight video is attached here, and I'd love for you to use that as well as any of the attached photos. I hope this helps you, Emma, and I hope you're enjoying as well as your baby boy. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm going to include all the photos and videos, you guys. This is so cool to see it in real life. Like, oh my God, you look amazing. They have a little license plate that says just wed. Stunning. Love it. Incredible. Congratulations, you guys. That's chills. Chills. I knew this would put me in the feels this whole freaking episode. Okay, this next one's from Kara Mazzarella.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kara.
Our first EDC was 2015, and we got to see Above and Beyond, who's our favorite group, and that set in 2015 absolutely changed our lives. The opener, We're All We Need, made us feel a way we've never felt before, and that ended up becoming our wedding song.
And then the next year, in 2016, we went back to EDC, and we got married there. All of our friends flew in, they came to the festival, and it was the most beautiful experience of our entire lives, and I wouldn't have changed it or done it any other way. It was awesome.
Yeah, great experience, and definitely recommend it.
It says, we are Ryan and Kara, husband and wife from Connecticut. We are both avid ravers, and we first met on a broken down Metro North train when Electric Zoo was canceled in 2014. Quickly, we discovered that we shared the same passion for electronic dance music, and the two of us both dreamed of traveling to Vegas to experience the one and only Electric Daisy Carnival. After watching the documentary Under the Electric Sky, we were sold and knew that the two of us were meant to go to this festival. Same. So in 2015, we attended our first EDC, yay, love it, where we got to see our favorite DJs Above and Beyond for the first time. EDC was nothing short of amazing, and that 2015 Above and Beyond set absolutely changed our lives. Their opening song, We Are All We Need, Elon Bluestone remix, actually became our wedding song. That's amazing. And then we decided that EDC was the absolute best place for us to get married. So in 2016, we came back to Vegas and got hitched Under the Electric Sky. It was hands down the most beautiful experience of our entire lives. We chose the Chapel of the Future, where Elvis himself married us in front of all of our closest friends and a bunch of fellow ravers. EDC did an amazing job accommodating all of our wedding needs, making our day extra special and truly memorable. We would definitely recommend tying the knot at EDC to our lifelong ravers like us. We've attended EDC every single year since then, and this will be our 9th. Amazing. I love it. The pictures are so cool. You got like a little neon suspenders. That's amazing. And could not agree more. EDC 2015 was my first one as well, and it will always hold a special place in my heart. Okay, this one's from Adrian Glickman. It says, I saw your post about getting engaged or married at EDC, and my husband and I did both. We would love to be featured. So we got engaged during Eric Prydz at EDC 2021. Amazing set. And we got married there in 2023. This will be our 10th EDC this year. For the wedding, I wore a custom made by Tasteful Girl. Amazing. And my sister and maids of honor wore the cutest rainbow outfits by Jade Clark. My husband rocked a sequin blazer. We currently live in Long Beach, California. And my husband is a games programmer and a CPA. And I work as an auditor. So cool. Oh my God. The outfits are so good, you guys. Wow. This is amazing. He's wearing this incredible like white sequin blazer, but it's like it's a duo tone. Is that the right word? Duochrome, like bluish pink. Her fit is everything. She's got this beautiful like long train with like ruffles. The girls are in this neon bright rainbow little rave sets. So freaking cute. I love this. This is so amazing. Okay. Next one. This one's from Rebecca Garcia. It says, a little backstory. My wife and I met at the porta potties at Nocturnal Wonderland 2016. Pop off. My friend and I, and now my wife, struck up a conversation while we were waiting in line. And when we were waiting in line for the bathroom, we said our goodbyes off and off we went. A few hours later, we ran into each other again at the porta potties. And oh my God, we... All right, next one is from Rebecca Garcia. It says, a little backstory. My wife and I met at the porta potties at Nocturnal Wonderland 2016. My friend and now my wife struck up a conversation while we were waiting for her and her friend to use the bathroom. We all said our goodbyes and off we went. A few hours later, we ran into each other at the porta potties again. We were like, this never happened, so it must be fate. So we exchanged numbers. Cut to EDC 2017. I promised my love to her at Kygo's set to our song and gave her a ring. When you know, you know. A couple months later, she proposed to me at Lady Gaga's concert to our other song, and at Nocturnal the same year we announced our engagement. We were looking at wedding venues, but nothing felt right. It wasn't us. We were obsessed with the EDC documentary. If you guys haven't watched the EDC documentary, by the way, you need to. I literally was just texting my group today that it's been a while where I've just like sat down and made candy. Like it's been years, honestly. And that documentary is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I was just saying, like, I feel like I need to watch it again this weekend just to get ready for EDC because it just puts you in your feels. But anyways, it says, one night we were watching it and it clicked. Why don't we get married at EDC? If the couples in the movie can do it, then we can do it. Oh my God. Another side note. Sorry, ADD brain. I met the couple in the documentary Under the Electric Sky. I think it's Al. Oh my gosh, I'm going to forget his name. Allie and her husband. I'm Googling them right now. Hold on. The couple that gets married. Matt and Allie. Okay, I met them on Groove Cruise and I freaked out, you guys. If you've seen that movie like a million times like me, like they are the couple that gets married. They have their kids. Like they follow their whole story. And I met them on Groove Cruise and I was like, holy shit. I couldn't believe it was them. It was, yeah, just like I fangirled for a moment. So anyways, besides the point, go watch the documentary. Okay, so it says, if the couples in the movie can do it, then we can do it. It was the inspiration we needed. We are first generation Mexican-American, so we keep going back and forth between a traditional wedding for our family versus what would make us happy. In 2018, we looked at how to even start the process. So I emailed Insomniac and they gave me so much information. We waited until the wedding packages were available. Once they are, you basically have to apply since there are so many requests. I can't remember all the details, but the application because it was a few years ago, we had to answer questions such as if you were chosen, which day and time would you want to get married at? It's not guaranteed, but which chapel would you want to pick from? There's the two to pick from, and then a short essay on why we should pick you. So I wrote the whole backstory and we waited. I didn't know what the different chapels looked like and the website wasn't the best, so I researched on social media before picking one. It was early 2019 when I received the congratulations email and they let us know our time slot, where it was located, what was included, and what we needed to do before going to EDC. And we had to pay the wedding package fee, which was around $500 to $600. What was included was a ceremony, the officiate, the license processing, a locker, a rental bouquet, photographer, memory keepsake, powder room, and a small cake/cupcake. And then you can send in the music if you wanted a specific song. That sounds pretty solid, I would say. So we had to explain to our parents what we decided, and we were shitting literal bricks. They took it well and asked for the next steps because they all wanted to come. We scrambled to buy tickets for them because it was already February or March. Everyone online was super helpful and sold us their tickets cheap as a wedding gift. The week of EDC, we got to Vegas and we went straight to the courthouse to file our paperwork. The workers were super helpful. We finished, went up to complete the rest and pay our fees. Once we were done, the workers pulled out a bowl of candy and said, take one. It was so sweet. The day of our wedding was a little chaotic. We received a day two slot during or around the fireworks set. So getting ready and shuttling both our families was a mission. The weddings are held at downtown EDC, but the shuttle drops you off the back of EDC. So we had to run all the way to downtown EDC and it was very crowded on the way there. Everyone was yelling congrats and moving out of our way while we were yelling excuse me and thank you. The chapel we chose was the Chapel of Technology and it was beautiful. You are supposed to check in 30 minutes or so before your time slot, but we checked in 15 minutes early and felt kind of rushed. Luckily, they were a bit behind schedule. They take you to an area to present your license and you do all your legal stuff there. You do need a witness to sign, but they have a person there in case you don't have one. Then they show you how to show you to the powder room. It's a small room, but it's super cute. Sofa, mirror, toiletries. We didn't get to relax much because our families were like, what is happening? And this is where you go every year. Haha. They call you up. You take your positions. They told us typically the couple walks up together and the wedding starts. We explained our parents were here with us, so they allowed us to be walked down the aisle by our parents separately. It was a beautiful wedding and the time literally stopped. The vows are exchanged and it's up to you to make them more ravey, and it was super cute. Once we said I do, we looked out to our friends and family. The whole chapel was full, and all around the chapel was full with people watching and cheering. There were even performers there. It was a wonderful experience. Unfortunately, again, because we were in the rave mom mode and focused on our families, we didn't get to keep our keepsakes or enjoy any of the other celebratory items in the package, but it was a wonderful night to remember. P.S. Our friends that also came invited the EDC couple. Oh my God, I talked about that. The EDC couple that inspired us to get married, Matt and Allie. That's so fucking funny. These pictures are beautiful. The wedding chapel was crowded for you guys. That's so cool. Oh my God, I hope you guys are loving these stories. This is so freaking cute. I can't. Okay, this next one is from April. It says, "Hi, Emma. I love your content. I've been watching you for about 5 years now," which is so cool. Thank you. Okay, so it says, "Well, my husband and I got married on May 17th, 2019, the first day of EDC. The process was easy, just a lot of waiting, lol. We got engaged in August 2018 and then September bought our tickets. It was our lucky 7th EDC and my hubby and I decided to just do it at EDC. We did a friendship ceremony at our first EDC, which was also our first festival and rave ever. EDC has meant so much to us that we didn't even think twice. Our family was a little upset, but we didn't care. We waited until December, and that's where they had us fill out a form to get information about us. They asked what days we wanted. We chose Friday and our preferred time slot. Then we waited another month. Then they sent over the price. It was $400 at the Chapel of Technology. The planner sent us the package details, which is everything I mentioned before, which is really cool. They said they got their marriage license. They live in Vegas, so that was super easy. On the day of the ceremony, they signed in at 7 p.m., gave in their paperwork, signed their certificate, and then they went over everything, and then it started. She said, "I got to walk down the aisle to my favorite song, San Holo, Show Me. Our friends were there. We did our ceremony. When we kissed, there were so many people watching and cheering. We got so emotional. It was the best day, even if it was the windiest and coldest fucking EDC." Just my luck, I guess. It was the best decision, though, and to this day, I get the most mixed reactions to getting married there. Some hate it. Some are so sweet about how unique it is. This year, it will be our 5th anniversary on the day, and my hubby and I are so excited. It's our 11th EDC. Thank you for letting me share our wedding day. It's my favorite story to tell." I love it. You look beautiful as well. I love, like, seeing all the wedding, like, bride and groom outfits that you guys did, or bride and bride, or groom and groom. Like, so, so, so cool. Okay, and this next one's from Erica Goodarzi. It says, "Hello, my name is Erica. I got married to my husband at EDC Vegas 2019. Before I get into the wedding experience, which was incredible, I would like to give a little background to our story. I feel like it adds to the overall wedding experience. So my husband, Kianush, and I entered the rave scene in 2014. We quickly fell in love with the community, the music, and each other, of course. We shared a common favorite artist, Seven Lions, and through all the years, we got to see Seven Lions so many times, and we're even lucky enough to meet Jeff and Emma a few times. They are such good vibes and just genuinely great people to hang out with. I felt like me and my husband's admiration for Seven Lions grew even more after getting to know him. It brought us a lot closer together. Fast forward to EDC 2017, my then boyfriend proposed to me at Seven Lions set." The feels, the feels. It was truly the most magical dream proposal ever. That set was incredible, so I can imagine. We then started wedding planning. However, due to COVID, our wedding was postponed until further notice, and that's when we decided to get married at EDC. This place holds such a special place in our heart that it felt right to get married there. Here's how the entire process went. I asked everybody to submit the process, guys, because I just didn't know anything about it and I wanted this episode to be helpful. So I'll probably skip some of these just because I think at this point the process seems pretty clear, but let's see if they said anything different. So they said they submitted their request for the wedding information around January. Most of the earlier slots were taken for days 1 and 2, so they opted for day 3 at 9 p.m. They said their wedding package was $403. And that it was fully due at the time of purchase and their spot was guaranteed, which is pretty cool. They went and got their marriage license at the Clark County in Las Vegas 2 days before the wedding. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to get married in Vegas, just make sure you're doing all the legal paperwork and don't forget to do that and bring it with you. They said they got the complimentary champagne in the locker for the whole day of the third day of EDC, which is cool. They could bring one person backstage with them into the tent so that she picked her sister. They picked their music, which they did First Time by Seven Lions, which is amazing, and Feel Good by Illenium to walk out to. The night was purely magic with all our closest friends there to witness the most beautiful wedding I could ever have dreamed of. EDC also provided a professional photographer, but we were told that we would only be getting 4 professional photos via email once they were processed, at no additional cost. The photos were emailed to me in a direct link on June 1st, so it was pretty quick. To my surprise, we received 20 photos. The photographer left a note stating that she felt so much love taking our photos that she felt that we should deserve to have them all. As if EDC couldn't get better, they did the most to make us feel truly special. The entire experience was honestly very easy, simple, and special. Now, fast forward exactly 2 years later, from May 19th, 2019, we welcomed our son, Alessandro, otherwise known as Alesso. so cute on May 19th, 2021. Congratulations, you guys. That's amazing. He was born exactly at the time we set our IDUs, and this is the first year we are returning to EDC because we didn't want to miss our son's birthday the past 2 years, but we decided to return one last time before he gets older. I'm so emotional about our return, but we're planning to renew our vows there. Wow. All of the feels. Your wedding was stunning. Stunning. You look beautiful. Amazing. This is so cute. I can't. Okay. This next one, this is from Sonia Estrada. It says, I saw your post about submitting the EDC Vegas wedding. My husband and I went to our first EDC in 2019 and we loved it. It was such a beautiful experience. We continued going until 2022. I fell in love with the community and the vibes, and we were able to meet so many genuine people, which is how I've created so many amazing friendships. EDC 2022, my husband proposed to me and we were lucky enough to have the moment captured by Insomniac photographers. I'm going to link that post, you guys. Since we loved EDC, we decided to get married there at EDC Vegas 2023. The process was fairly smooth, and we decided, since we decided to start the process right after our EDCO engagement, the time availability was a bit later than we would have wanted. My husband loves Subtronic, so we kept joking, saying, imagine they give us the wedding time the same as Subtronic set. Luckily, that was not the case. Our wedding was set for Saturday, May 20th, night two at 1:30 in the morning. It said the wedding ended up being right before Subtronic set, so that's amazing for you guys. So they said you could say that was our wedding reception. Love that. We were lucky enough to have caught the fireworks right before the ceremony started. The photographer went ahead and took some amazing pictures as the fireworks were on. Pictures came out beautiful. The process of setup was fairly easy, and the lead coordinator, Brian Mills, was very easy to communicate with and answered any and all questions we had. So yeah, so all of that seems like it was pretty seamless. They also gave them the locker as well. They provided them with champagne and a souvenir. And they said, for anyone who loves raving or a couple that's interested in an EDC Vegas wedding, I would definitely recommend it. It was short, beautiful, sweet, and I love that we were surrounded by our friends and the rave community, which is beautiful. And attaching my Instagram stories, I did 3 posts for our wedding. Amazing. Congratulations. That's so cool. I feel like the fireworks set is like honestly goated though. Like that's gotta be... That, I mean, sunrise or sunset too. I don't know if you can do it that early in the morning, but the fireworks backdrop though, honestly, you guys, you lucked out. That's the best lot. All right, fam, a couple more to go here. I hope you're enjoying these so far. I do want to do a quick break here to shout out some tickets that I'm selling. So if you guys are going to Insomniac events this spring, I am selling for the following festivals. So I have Beyond Wonderland Chicago, which is going to be really, really sick. That's the first year that's happening. So very excited for that one. So Beyond Wonderland Chicago, I have Forbidden Kingdom now. So if any of my base heads, you need Forbidden Kingdom tickets, I got you. Day Trip LA is also on sale. And then Beyond Wonderland Pacific Northwest at the Gorge. So all four of those tickets will be linked down below if you guys want to get those through me. I greatly appreciate it. Alrighty, the next one up, this is from Ashley Sandoval. It says, hello, my name is Ashley and I saw your Instagram story about wanting EDC stories. So here's a little backstory. My husband and I met in 2011 at a small rave in Salt Lake City called Starstruck. He was a glover giving light shows, and I had asked for one since I'd never had one before. After the rave, we decided to keep in touch. We both didn't want anything serious, so we became friends with benefits. Well, fast forward 3 years, we started to talk about possibly getting married. So much for being friends with benefits. Shortly after he proposed to me on New Year's Eve, Legends Rave in 2014/2015, of course I said yes. At this time, we both didn't know what we wanted to do as far as wedding planning went. At this point in our relationship, we had attended EDC 2013, 2014, and were planning for 2015 as we had found our new yearly tradition. 2014, we watched the documentary Under the Electric Sky and saw that they offered weddings, and that got us thinking, why not get married at EDC? After all, we met at a rave and have been festy besties for 4 years, so it kind of felt fitting. Now, telling my family that we decided to get married at a rave didn't go over well with them, but my mom said hell yes to it, and that's the only approval I needed. So we decided 2016 was going to be our year. We spent all of 2015 planning for the amazing experience. I told all my friends and family if they would like to buy an EDC ticket, they were welcome to attend the ceremony. We did end up having 2 of our best friends as the maid of honor and best man, and we also had my brother and his wife who are part of our wedding party. At EDC 2015, we decided we need to check out the chapels to get a better feel for which one we wanted to get married in. We had 2 options, the Future Chapel or the Nature Chapel. Although we both love nature and flowers, we decided the Future Chapel fit our ideal wedding aesthetic. I had chosen purple, blue, and teal as my wedding colors, so the Future Chapel offered more of the electric type feel, which I felt was fit better with those colors. 2016 approached super fast, and all we had to do was figure out last minute details. We ended up finding a half acre Airbnb for us and our wedding party, which had a beautiful yard for photos before. I had also reached out to an Instagram artist that designed beautiful rave outfits and asked her to make my outfits and my bridesmaids' outfits. Everything came together so perfectly. June 2016 was finally here, and we had arrived in Vegas the Thursday before and decided to stop by the courthouse to get our marriage license. Obviously, that's required. Next, we checked into our Airbnb and got our wedding license. We decided to go out to as a group to celebrate since we had never really planned a bachelor or bachelorette party before. We decided to do the Dream State show at Toa Nightclub at the Venetian, Otau Nightclub at the Venetian. I believe Paul Oakenfold was headlining. Honestly, not 100% sure because the bride did not have the greatest night. Oh no! The night started out great and I was ready to listen to some trance. Then the club was beautiful. It wasn't too packed when we got in. Well, did that change quickly? Right before Paul came on, it got packed. I decided I wanted to use the restroom right after his set, so my maid of honor and I made the journey to the restroom. After the break, we decided to head back. At this point, the club was even more packed, and we had to get to the other side of the club. As we started our battle through the crowd, I got stuck between two people and my back with my right leg behind me. Next thing you know, I feel something warm and wet on my foot. Oh no. I just remember thinking to myself, is this really happening? Am I getting peed on in the club? Sure enough, some drunk girl was squatting on the dance floor taking a piss. Oh my word. At this point, my friend pulls me forward towards the group and I'm just in shock. As we approach my group, the groom saw how pissed I was and asked if I was okay. At that point, I was so upset, I burst into tears and asked if we could leave. My groom wasn't too happy because he loves trance and was looking forward to the set, so my maid of honor said she'd leave with me. So we left and got ice cream while the rest of the group enjoyed the set. Totally wasn't upset that they stayed, I just needed to get out of there and calm down. Now let's skip to the good part, the wedding day. June 17th, 2016. EDC's 20th anniversary, day one. Our time slot was 10 p.m. and we were expected to get there by 9:30 p.m. to check in. That gave us plenty of time. We got up early. We did full makeup and hair team at 10 a.m. To start with me and my bridesmaids. After that, we took our first look pictures. My groom and I waited all day to see each other and wanted to be somewhat traditional and have our first glance moments. We were lucky that my sister-in-law was a photographer and brought all her equipment to capture the pictures beforehand. Wow, the pictures came out perfect and everything was falling into place. My excitement was through the roof. It was finally time to head to EDC. So far, everything was going as planned and it was a little suspicious for day one. About 20 minutes into our drive, I realized I don't have my ID. Rookie mistake for sure, and we ended up flipping back around to the Airbnb, shook it off, didn't let it bring the mood down, finally got my ID, and we were back on the road. That is the worst, by the way, when you notice you literally forgot something that important, the worst. 8 p.m. is when we finally arrived to Premier Parking, and this is where I started to panic a bit because we had to be in downtown EDC at the chapel at 9:30, which was the opposite end of the speedway. Lucky for us, we had done EDC three times before and had a good sense of the layout. 9 p.m., we finally make it through security, and then we have a half an hour to get to the chapel, which if you've been to EDC, you know getting to the opposite end of the speedway is challenging. So we needed to hustle to make it in time. We decided jogging to help get us there faster. And at this point, I remember giggling because it felt like such a dramatic movie scene. We're all running low on time with all this excitement and joy that overruled the feeling of anxiety. Finally, we got to the chapel with 5 minutes to spare, 30 minutes until we said I do. We handled it. We handed in all our paperwork and we're waiting for our time slot. 10 p.m., it's our time. Words cannot express how magical this moment was. I remember looking at him from down the aisle and seeing him smile at me, which sent goosebumps down my spine. I was moments away from saying I do to my best friend. I do. Moments after he said that, we took pictures and had a few moments to ourselves in the chapel before the next party. Turns out the camera crew was recording our wedding because friends from back home were watching the live stream, saw our wedding. That's amazing. What an unexpected surprise. Unfortunately, we've never seen this footage besides a small glimpse of my wedding ring in the 2017 EDC trailer, and then it flashes to another couple's wedding. Sad day. The rest of the night was an absolute blast, and we danced the night away as husband and wife. The whole experience felt like a rave fairy tale that I couldn't have dreamed of. I wouldn't change anything about our experience, and we look forward to renewing our vows in 2026. As for the rest of the weekend, we had a blast, besides having to call poison control as newlyweds because my husband got stung by a scorpion on the temple while taking a shower. Oh, geez. I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to read our love story and hope you enjoyed our crazy journey. Peace, love, unity, and respect to Sandoval's. Love that. That is so cool. It's like so crazy to hear like everything that you guys went through and all of like, oh, that was the last story, by the way. Just the journey you guys all went through and the buildup and the excitement and just how it all pays off in the end. And it's just really cool to just hear the decision making too. Because I just can imagine it's just such a special place for so many people. And I can't even imagine having your like big day there. It's just going to be such a memorable thing that you'll never forget for the rest of your lives. So thank you all so much for writing in and sharing your stories. I'm going to include pictures, like I said, that everybody sent in so you can see the weddings. But seriously, congratulations to all of you. And congrats to anyone getting married this year. I hope this like builds the hype if you're listening right now and your wedding is this weekend. Like, oh my God. Have so much fun. Don't stress about things. Shit always, you know, hits the fan and things go wrong and whatever, but it's going to be amazing and incredible, and you're marrying the person that you love, and that's a beautiful thing about it. So just be yourselves and have so much fun. Enjoy your wedding day. And I'm definitely going to pop over there at some point. I got to go check out the chapel. I had actually no idea that there were two chapels. I always knew about the nature one. I feel like that's the one that's always in downtown EDC that's more recognizable. I could be wrong, but I had no idea there was a separate like technology chapel. So I learned something new from this episode as well. But yeah, hopefully this process was explained for you guys well, and you have a better understanding of how, you know, the behind the scenes works of like applying for it and everything, and it's fully legit. You got to get your paperwork, do all that stuff too beforehand. So yeah, good luck for anyone who applies in the future. If you guys enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would share this to your Instagram stories, Twitter, whatever. Send a link out to your friends, your rave fam, your wedding party. Just any way you can spread the word about Rave Culture Cast. You can tag us at Rave Culture Cast on all of the platforms. We are also on, you know, Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have a Discord community. So feel free to connect with us over there. And again, if you are coming out this weekend, I really, really hope to see you out at EDC this year. Please stop me and say hi. I always want to talk to you guys. If it's at Eric Prydz set and you see me acting a fool, no, you fucking didn't. I will not be perceived. That's the only time. That and Dom Dalla and Eli Brown back-to-back high-low, like, ass will be thrown. Ass will be thrown. That's all I'm going to say. But other than that, we're going to be good, guys. So hopefully I'll see you at the meet and greet Friday, 11 a.m. iHeartRaves Lux pop-up shop. Come say hi. It's going to be a fucking blast. And then Saturday, 9 p.m. Beat Bus activation. We're having our Beatbox fam meetup. So definitely come say hi. We'll take a group photo. And yeah, we have so much in store for you guys. So thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. Have an amazing EDC, you guys. Enjoy your weekends. And I will see you next week. Bye, guys.